KBGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour, topping the news for this Thursday, the 19th day of December for 2019. Well, the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to fund the Division of Cannabis Control. Among this week's regular agenda items was a staff recommendation for the board to direct the auditor-controller to post a series of budget transfers that would secure the needed monies to begin funding the proposed agency. The money will not come from the general fund, but from specifically related department budgets. For example, $13,500 in funding will come from the County Administrator's Office, $11,700 from Code Compliance, $71,700 from County Council's Office, $89,800 from the county's insurance budget, and $11,300 from the Office of Emergency Services. Now, the motion to approve the transfers passed on a 4-1 vote, with Supervisor Mills the lone no vote.
Well, Calaveras County will accept pre-applications for cannabis cultivation permits starting at 8 a.m. this coming Monday, December 23rd. Applications will be accepted that day in the former courtroom next to the board chambers in San Andreas. Now, pre-application forms will be processed in the order submitted, according to County CAO Al Ault. Based upon this initial submittal, county staff will be able to determine whether the applicant can satisfy the minimum eligibility requirements of the Calaveras County Cannabis Cultivation Ordinance. No fee will be required for the pre-application. Now, once the initial screening is completed, applicants will be notified of a date and time to submit the formal application. Ault says no cultivation may begin until the county approves the permit, a state license is issued, all provisions of the Cannabis Cultivation Ordinance have been met, and the permit is validated by the County Division of Cannabis Control. For more info, contact the County Administrative Office at 754-6025 or visit the Calaveras County Cannabis Control website at cannabis.calaverasgov.us.
Well, seasonal road and trail closures have gone into effect on the Stanislaus National Forest and will remain in effect until April 14th of next year. On the Calaveras Ranger District, only the White Pines Lake Sierra Logging Museum Trailhead, Upper Valley View Trailhead, and the San Domingo Trail are open for winter hiking. All other trails are closed for the season. Now, be advised that forest roads are not maintained for winter or wet weather use. Use caution, drive defensively when traveling on open roads in the forest through the winter. For more details, contact the Calaveras Ranger District, 795-1381. And for a free vehicle use map for the forest, you can visit the Forest Service website.
Well, during the Amador Board of Supervisors meeting this week, concerns were raised for more staff members to be part of the 2020 U.S. Census team. According to speakers at the meeting, 148 positions specifically needed in Amador County alone. Work begins at $18 an hour, including a flexible schedule, weekly pay, and paid training. There you'll find answers to the jobs available and even get started with a 30-minute online application. Upon completion of that online application, interviews will be conducted. For more info or help applying, call 1-855-JOB-2020 or visit their website, 2020census.gov/jobs.
And children aren't the only ones to benefit from our community's generosity this time of year. The Amador County Sheriff's Office Community Assistance Program recently lent a hand to the Santa for Seniors program. Again, thanks to the generosity of Amador County, monies have been raised to purchase much-needed blankets, warm clothes, flashlights, and other comfort items for our local seniors. The items were delivered yesterday just in time for Christmas at Kit Carson, Oak Manor, and to Common Ground.
And Friday night, the drama and band departments of Argonaut High School joined forces with KVGC to create a fabulous evening of holiday entertainment, including a one-hour staged reading of A Christmas Carol with a specifically created music score and live sound effects performed by the students. The performance will be recorded live and rebroadcast on Christmas Eve at 3 in the afternoon. A Christmas Carol, only one part of the evening. Doors open at 5:30 in the evening for a spaghetti dinner, complete with salad and French bread. Also, a dessert auction, live music, and caroling by the Argonaut Choir. Ticket prices for dinner and the show, only $12.50, purchased in advance, $17.50 at the door. Children 4 to 10 are only $7.50. For more info, contact Argonaut High Drama at 257-7731. Donations are also welcome, gladly accepted, and are tax deductible.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus.
Santa's Patrol continues making the rounds of Jackson tonight, starting at about 6 o'clock. Santa will visit downtown Main Street. He'll travel North Main Street, Main Court, Church Summit, New York Ranch Road, and Rollingwood. I'm trying to see when he's going to be in your neighborhood, JD. Looks like maybe tomorrow night. Maybe tomorrow night. So again this year, Santa's Patrol will also be collecting canned food for the Interfaith Food Bank to help those in need. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.